I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My husband said the nicest thing to me he's ever said to me, which was he thinks that I might win Survivor if I was on Survivor. And he's like, but then he keeps talking, and that's when he gets himself in trouble. He says,
yeah, quit while you're ahead, buddy.
I'm like, there you go. You're going to get some action because you said I would win Survivor. But then he keeps going, and he's like, because you wouldn't play smart or strategically, people would just like you, and then they would forget to vote you off. And I was like, you had it.
Pretty nice. It's not
bang worthy. And I was like, walking it back, Sweeney. You could have gotten some ass, but now I'm back to neutral.
I think we're podcasting.
I think we're podcasting. Okay. We're talking about shows like Survivor and Amazing Race and and Beast Games, which is like my favorite thing to talk about. Like, I always ask my kids, like, where do you think I would fall on? Do you think I'd win? Like, they're so fast to say absolutely not. And I do think my husband would win, and I do think my husband would vote me off in a freaking New York minute.
We haven't watched the, like, Delilah, sorry, let me take, my kids have watched Beast Games, but I have watched, like, his games that he did, yeah, like, on YouTube and stuff like that, and I don't know, man.
I have thoughts about that, but first of all, thanks for joining our hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe, because that's what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah.
If you want to see us, you can go to YouTube and check us out. And that brings me up to the fit check. What am I saying?
Fit check. Oh, yeah. Well, also, though, they got to come see our live show.
Yes. We're about ready to tour. End of February, we start in Michigan. It's called the Flashback Tour. We're having a great time. Obviously, we're going to talk about what's happening to us in the here and now, but we're also taking it back.
We're flashing back
into when we were dealing with the stuff that our kids are dealing with.
Is that what we're going to talk about today, too?
What?
Before we fit check? No. After we fit check.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go. This is one of my favorites, by the way.
So fit check. Check is in Czechoslovakian. I'm wearing a shirt from the Austin City Limits, where we did a show on our first tour. And that show is very full of drama because we had been with our kids on a tour bus.
It was epic.
And I was tired of them.
We got driven there in an open air Jeep.
Yeah. Oh, but it gets better. The night before, we were in Dallas. We'd done a sold out show in Dallas. We were coming up on doing like 30 or 40 shows. So we were worked. And Austin City Limits was something we were really excited to do. I'm with my kids. I have my bags. They're in Starbucks. They're being loud. I get distracted. I leave my bag. It has all of my Spanx for the show.
Yeah.
And at the end of that show, the only thing we wear was Spanx.
Yeah.
So this is not, I'm going to wear these under my clothes and it's going to make me look better. This is, I'm going to walk out nude if I don't get this bag.
See, this is why we would be good on the Amazing Race. Because Kristen melted down, and our assistant at the time melted down, and we were 3 hours away, and
Jen did not melt down.
I didn't. I was like, I'm going to find some dude who needs $100.
Just imagine
to
two
drive
chickens,
women's shapewear.
Just hens in the background. One of them is a very young blonde, and one of them is me.
She actually did. I should say, especially if she's listening, I should say she tried. She kept getting her Ubers canceled.
Because they thought we were asking them to bring drugs. Because I said to them, can you please go in to the Starbucks? please pick up the purple suitcase that was left in the corner.
Don't ask any questions.
And so over and over, the Uber drivers were like, cancel. Finally, we got one with a questionable moral code, fair. Yeah. Paid him $300.
Yeah, I think
we tipped him so much.
I think we had to pay him the drive up and the drive back.
When I tell you that the guy showed up with the suitcase.
Last minute.
11 minutes before the show started. I did not have a backup. There were no stores open. We were trying to figure out like if I could wear some of Jen's, who is so much smaller than me. I'm like, this is literally going to be like me going out naked. And I think that's too far.
It was traumatizing because I still just bring backup Spanx. I do.
But not enough for what we were doing. We layered them because we're not fools. So I was like, oh God, this is not going to, people are going to be upset.
Yeah.
So then we do the show. Austin City Limits, different than any venue we play because they sell booze. Usually it's just beer and wine.
Yeah.
This one is booze. And there were so many women getting lifted out by EMTs. And one woman just sat in the front row and had a few too many, and she barfed in her own purse.
Yeah. Right down her shirt. My husband has it on video. Don't worry, girl. He's not going to show it to anybody listening. But
I don't know why you had to tell her we had it on video. She's like, worst night of my life.
Because my husband was so proud of us. He's like,
know.
Look at how hard these chicks partied. But it was like the end of the run of that tour.
It was so fun.
It was our first tour that we ever did. We were absolutely exhausted. Everybody was fighting like cats and dogs. And we were just like, fuck it.
Yeah, that was a show that, and then of course, on top of it all, I leave my suitcase. So then I'm like, why doesn't my brain just work like everybody else's brain? And it was not. Ended up being obviously a fun story to tell.
It all came together.
It all came together in the end. We had a great show. I just remember like when that show was over, I sucked back like 3 vodka tonics and it barely made me normal. I was so upset and full of anxiety from all of it that I was like, I'm going to drink right now medically.
Yeah. We're going back to Texas, which
is
exciting. We're not doing ACL, but we are going to Austin, right?
I think so. I would have to look on the,
you know what? We just show up.
We show up.
Literally, we get in a vehicle or we get on a plane and we show up. And
that's
funny.
That's so sadly true that I do think we could be like taken so easily.
Literally don't believe me when I'm at school and I'm like, you know what? I can't come do that field trip because I'm out of town that day. And they're like, oh, where are you going to be? I go,
I don't know.
So it sounds like I'm lying. Sounds like I'm lying.
Go ahead, Casey.
Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's trifecta.
Good. Yeah. We did San Antonio that trip too.
Yeah. That's when, oh man.
Those chicks climbed a tree to try and get in the tour bus, right?
Tried to get in the tour bus. Also God. The first show ever. And it's a rowdy group of women. It's always like, and this was a big house. It was like 2,000 women. Mm. And there was a woman that was getting a little too out of hand. And I've never seen anything like it. This very beautiful woman with giant hoop earrings just turned around and just clocked her. And then she calmed down.
Yeah, it was our first fight.
It was our first fight. And it wasn't even a fight. It was, I think she just like was managing. I think she did a heavy slap to the girl's face. And then the girl was like, okay, you're right.
It's a mom. It's instinctual.
Yeah.
Like
I'm scared of you. So hopefully I make you laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about all that.
Jenny, I would like to just say, if you're just listening, you should know Jenny is wearing a shirt with phones on it.
Old timey telephones.
And shoes with a British flag on them.
Yeah.
She's very put together. I think this is very on brand for us.
Well,
as to the way I look right now, which I just wore my sample lipstick that I have.
Okay. Kristen's wearing her shirt from ACL, which is, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My fit check.
Oh, okay. I have that shirt too, but I think it's in blue.
No, you have the exact same one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you? Is it in blue?
I think it's in blue.
I remember that this was the shirt I was like, I'm going to wear this till there's no pits left in it.
Yeah.
And I have done that.
It is a cool shirt.
It's cool.
It says 310 Willie Nelson Boulevard.
Yeah.
Is that, I'm going to ask a real dumb question. Is that the address?
I suppose.
Okay. Glad you don't know. I literally don't know.
I'm one of those people that I will wear, I'll see somebody wearing like a cool, like I remember the Ramones, everybody would wear a Ramones t-shirt. Yeah. I had a Ramones t-shirt. I could not tell you one song the Ramones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I just want to look cool. Yeah. So I'll just wear, and then the people would be like, yeah, the Ramones. And I'm like, no idea.
You only need to listen to one or two songs and then you've heard all the Ramones.
Same with, I feel the same way about like the other bands, like Depeche Mode. I'm just not, that's not my.
Yeah, you're either, it's, there's no in between on Depeche Mode. You either
love
them
my virginity
or leave them.
To, not to Depeche Mode, but to the CD Wish by the fifth song.
Wow.
Things had changed for me.
Wow.
Not saying five songs of lovemaking. I'm just saying by the fifth song, this 23-year-old was.
Oh, hey, I laugh. I don't know why I'm laughing at that. That's pretty great, actually.
It is not great. It is not great. It is not great. It's fine.
Seems like you were actively avoiding wieners. I'm just. No, it feels like it.
They scared me for a while. Yeah. And then I was open to it and there wasn't any availability. And then, I don't know, I think wearing white diamonds when you're 19 doesn't really help your game.
Yeah.
And a Pumbaa hat from Hakuna Matata. I just did not have any idea what might be appealing to the opposite sex for a very long time. Also, I had a man haircut, so that worked out.
Well.
A lot of girlfriends. Just kidding. I really didn't.
Well, that's
maybe one.
Did we want to talk about our roller skating adventures? Because it reminds me of you say. So we've been just deep diving this so much.
It's
we've
been so fun
actually going and roller skating too.
Yes.
And Kristen confessed to me last night. She didn't even confess. She was just like, "No, here's how we did it. I would go to a skating party, and I would say, 'You're going to couple skate with me, and you're going to couple skate with me, and you're going to couple skate with me.'" And then here I am standing by that cinder block wall, just waiting to see anybody.
Nope. I front loaded immediately. I was like, so "Kevin, you're my first couple dance. All right, couple skate. I need to make sure my dance card is full. I don't want to be standing there waiting and looking weird. I want to have it all in place before the day goes."
So smart. I just stood there. And I just looked weird. And looking back, I probably could have approached the... But what it felt like, you'd have all of these girls, not all of them, the ones that were early bloomers, they were usually out skating with some guy.
Oh, just looked like gorgeous beauties. Unicorns on wheels.
But I would be standing there with my, you know, awkward squad of girlies.
Just waiting.
Yeah. Real gummy smiles, just available. And then you would see you'd see a bunch of guys fully available. And you're like, clearly they would rather stand there and watch than ask one of us to skate.
Yes, because roller skating, the thing that I love, and now when I look back that I love the most about roller skating is that like, I really appreciate the guy that would get out there and try anyway, because most of the time they just look like
just
giraffes, like,
wheels around.
Like barely staying up. And then the second they got confident or they like loosen up, you'd hear, whoa, and it would just be hands and feet and the biggest crash. But I was always like, I love the guy that does it anyway. Not the one that goes and plays video games the whole time, but is like, "I'm going to get out there and skate," and you'd hold hands and it was all rickety and weird.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In your head, you were like, "It's like we're making love on wheels.
This looks beautiful
now. Beautiful."
I do remember there being a couple of guys. Do you remember, like, if there was, so in the Midwest, if you're not listening from the Midwest, you would have snow days.
Roller skated like back in the day, didn't
but
they?
But they would open on snow days because parents would have to still work and stuff. So you could drop your kids off.
Oh my God.
And you would
Our
know these
were
kids.
Terrible.
I know they were terrible. 80s parents. But like, these kids, you would know these, a couple of guys, they barely had the skates on. I don't even think they had them tied or loose.
Never,
up.
But they were like machines on them.
Insane how good they were.
Yes.
Daredevils. Yeah.
Yeah. Just knew, they were like body aware. And I found them so attractive.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my God, you can backwards skate. What else can you do?"
Yeah.
This is, and then in my head,
I don't know what any of that would be, but it sounds appealing.
I always thought competitively. I'm like, if I get with him, then I'll get really good on roller skates and then everyone will see me and rue the day. And it never worked out like that. I never could backwards skate. I was pretty good on skates, but I could never backwards skate.
I bet you can.
I don't know. I feel I have really enjoyed going to the...
Yeah, we brought the kids, and I don't remember if I could backwards skate, but I could, evidently. Yeah. I was doing it because I had to, because my daughter was scared to death.
She's on the skate mate.
Yeah, she's on the skate mate, and I was like... So that's like the PVC pipe with the wheels on the bottom. That's like a walker for a 9-year-old.
Erector set of hell.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I think they're terrible.
I think it makes sense for ice skating, but it really slows you down on roller skates.
I agree with that, because on ice skating just feels more complicated than roller skating, but it is in the same, like, you still have to like have balance and all that stuff. But for some reason, ice skates, it takes me a lot longer to feel confident, but roller skates, I can go around like twice. But those skate mates, it's like you're literally putting hurdles, because the kid will be like, I'm going to crash here. And then the skate mate's going to go left. And you have to like jump a skate mate.
Number one rule of roller skating is you need to be able to stand up straight to center your balance. And you put the skate mate on him. And my daughter's hunched over like Quasimodo, like skating around. She's leaning on this thing, like her arms are shaking.
She's so pissed.
God, she was mad. And then it, like...
She went down a couple times, which is part of it. Like, you're going to fall.
I'm going to go off the microphone to demonstrate what my 9-year-old daughter did when she hit the ground. It was not a reasonable cry. I don't even think it was a real cry. It was like trying to demonstrate to the world that I was child abusing her for making her
roller skate.
And... everybody comes over, and I'm like, being that mom who's like, she's fine. She's fine. I know her cry. That's
by the way, all the guys in the ref shirts with the whistles, they're like, she's fine. Like, they've been doing this for so long. They're like, the fake cries of a little like 10-year-old is not going to it's not going to woo me. I know what bones sound
You've
like when they break.
You've seen a compound femur fracture out on this.
See a middle-aged single dad trying to work it out on the skin. I've seen carnage, man.
Lower leg turned backwards because a tangle of skate mates.
Yeah, and he's like, not worried about Delilah. He's like, she's fine.
Since I've been telling people that we're going, so my friend Kelly was like, yeah, I checked out their website. I really want to go to the R&B flashback night. I'm like, what, January 31st? We'll be there. When are we going to go? I already 100%. Checked it out.
We keep going.
Yeah. She goes, but last time I was there, they called an ambulance. I go, well, last time Kristen was there,
every single time. You should just know that about roller skating rinks. Every single time someone... there's carnage.
But what has to happen? What kind of injury? Is it a head injury? What has to happen?
I think head and bone.
Or is it an adult thinking they're having a heart attack? Is it?
I feel like all of those are covered. But it's never fake. It's not like a kid having a tantrum and they're on the
floor.
Because I saw, oh man.
I'm like, you're not going to the doctor for a tail when they can't do anything anyway except take an x-ray and charge me $350. You're fine. And we've all broken our tailbone.
Yeah, man. You're going to fall on your ass. The little ones, they have less fall to go. It's us that should be concerned.
I spent my entire seventh grade year unable to sit down on the bench in the locker room to put my tennis shoes on because my tailbone was broken from ice skating.
Of course. And then these guys have to fall too. It just comes with it. But I do think that like roller skating is this magical like time machine where I just love the way I'm like, oh yeah, I love this.
It's a nightclub for kids.
It's your so first awesome
where you get to go out, you get to dress up, you get to like flirt in a social situation kind of, or like see the person outside of school, because like up until that point it's like girls go to girl
parties,
boys go to boy parties,
but not the skating rink.
The first like interaction,
it's a real sex den. The lights are low, the music is playing, hormones are surging, no one has balance.
From the 23-year-old virgin.
Yeah, the 23-year-old virgin found her way at a skating rink. She found the guy who skated backwards with the 14-inch braid to be very alluring.
It's like, you know, chewing gum gives everybody a little more confidence, you know, makes you feel a little cooler. You're chewing gum out there. You're roller skating. You've got like awesome.
You do have
music
kind of an
on.
Attitude, like your shoulders are like loose. Once you get kind of used to
there's a dance to it while you're doing it.
Then like you get done and you're like, I'm going to go get a fun dip, which might as well be called an eight ball. And I'm going to lick
your sugar.
This stick. and lick the sugar, and the top of my mouth will be literal like hamburger. I'm wash it's so it down disgusting. With
the cherry limeade.
And then you skate really fast because you're like, I think I'm a little high. I'm sweaty.
Yep.
I'm going to try stuff. I'm going to do the duck thing.
I'm going to eat a piece of cheese pizza that I need to sop up with other napkins. I'm going to have some. Remember the cheese, the nachos, the round cardboard.
And then
the
go.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, it's you pump
squirt
it.
Cheese.
Squirt cheese.
Yeah.
Which should be the name of your next romantic novel.
No, it's already in the works, Kristen. Get ready for that hot it's release.
Jen's memoir.
Squirting cheese. Gross. Sorry, everybody.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I do have to give a big shout out. We once in a while, Jen and I will get these wild ideas, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this roller skating thing. A company sent us Impala Skates sent us these the most beautiful skates you've ever seen.
They're so great. And they're the coolest colors.
Jen has ones that look like they're like David Bowie skates. In my life, as a like seventh grader, if I would have had these skates, I would have been like, oh. Well, I've made it.
They are dream roller skates. And I wore them the first time. And I was so like concerned with like getting the kids all laced up and comfortable that by the time I got to put my own skates on, I was like, ugh, whatever. I'll just, I didn't have them tight enough. They were so awesome. I was like, well, how cool can these cool skates look right now? Because I didn't even put them on the right way. And I walk by this 80-year-old woman who's got red hair. She's got a roller skating outfit. She is fabulous. Like, why isn't there a documentary about this woman or something? And I walk by her and she looks me up and down. She looks at my skates and gives me the like head nod okay symbol to my skates. And I was like,
I know. It was too bad that we had like the lamos with us because we could have really torn it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dash kind of went on his own. Delilah was like...
Eleanor's kind of good on her own.
Yeah.
A little bit of ennui always. But Finn likes to an antagonizer, which is awesome when they're on roller skates. Like, I'm like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
You know, but he's fine. He like... that guy... like always looks like he's falling downhill, but he'll get it eventually. So he was out there, but I just think it's like a really magical place. It.
Like even without talking or anything, they're just going around in loops. You're like looking around, you're watching other people eat shit. It's you know, you're like,
it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, and then you see some really good people out there.
Yeah.
There were these guys that were like,
oh,
just as smooth as could possibly be.
Smooth as silk, would turn in, do that kind of skate thing, like on ice skates where like you're forward, but then you're backward, and then you're forward, and he's weaving, and he looks like he's not thinking about everything.
And his skates are lighting up. It was like very erotic.
I think I'm in
guys.
Love with you. Now I'm 100% sure you're gay because that's how it goes for me.
For sure. He was in overalls, so I feel like that is
and
his
skates were purple. I was like, I'm done. Like, I mean, it was confusing.
Yeah. But it did. They played new music, which I thought, like, when we went this weekend.
I didn't love the music.
They were doing, like, Dua Lipa and stuff. And
like,
Kristen
over
and I
and
were
over.
Like, I'm sorry. Where is.
Yeah, I need a hairband.
Yeah. Where's Push It?
Yeah.
Push. Where's It Takes Push. Two? Yeah.
So my shoulders can get into it.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
you
dun,
want a
dun,
little bit of
dun,
Boston
dun,
for
dun,
your
dun.
Slow dance.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean.
For
you
sure.
Want Quiet Riot.
By the
for
way,
sure.
No slow dances. But I think that's a daytime thing. I think at nighttime when they have like, I will tell you, we went to a nighttime skate me and Eleanor did with some of her friends from school. And I will tell you, I knew, I was like, I hope it's not just a bunch of like horny freshmen trying to, you know, cop a feel with each other.
I mean, sure it's going to be 40%.
Got there and I was like, up, I got to watch. We can't be anywhere near you because I think you guys are going to go all the way on the skates tonight.
Let's leave room for the Holy Ghost in there. Christ.
And they looked so good doing it. They're like putting their hands on each other and like spinning with each other. I'm like, this is very different than the skating to which I participated in.
If you're listening, we want you to go roller skate because here's what I loved too about that day. We're going back. We're going back for sure.
And I'm going solo.
Special skate. Yeah.
I'll go with you, but
that's what
like,
I was going to say.
Be free.
Take the kids. It's fun. They'll love it.
But we always do all the work. But you want a hot dog? You want to, let me tie your skate.
Lemon ice? Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, it's a lot of work. Tons of work. Especially I had to skate backwards and pull my daughter.
Delilah was so mad.
Little skate mate thing. But there was like, did you see the goth kid?
Of course. The one with the clown face? Oh, that was another night.
Okay, no. He was, I didn't notice his face. I noticed he had like a mesh bodysuit on that was all black.
Oh, yes.
Big black, like Genco jeans. Yeah. Black roll. Like he just comes there. He just like,
It's a space, man. It's a vibe.
There was like two women that were like in their 40s, 50s that you know.
Poetry in motion.
They are there all the time. They still just like love going because they had special stuff on their skates and like all these like custom.
They look beautiful out there.
So you're going to go. You're going to have fun. And it comes back to you, too. Like, I was surprised in explaining to my kids how to do it, how much I remembered about it. Like, it kind of gets ingrained in your brain.
It does. And it's just, I think it's like, in an effort to find things that literally take my attention so I can just not think of anything else. It's roller skating because you're like, you're literally worried about just staying up on your feet. So I'm listening to music and I'm paying attention to my body. I think that's like what meditation is. I don't know. I don't do it. But I get out of there and I'm in such a good mood and I feel like kind of young again.
Yeah.
And it just is like a perfect day. And also you don't have to go for like 6 hours. You can go for like 2 hours and it had
don't
a delicious hot dog.
Hours.
Had my icy. Dealt with my kids, but that was fine. And they're getting better, so I don't have to. They're good on their own. Like, that's what's nice, is eventually they get good on their own.
The bummer is there's not that many places to do it.
There's not. There's
kinda,
like two.
It kind of everywhere, too.
I know, because like everybody sues everybody.
Is that what it is? Yes. That pisses me off,
pisses
you guys.
Pisses me off, too. I'm like, what part of putting skates on your feet do you think is like, oh, what could happen? I'll tell you. You're going to break your elbow.
So
that's not their fault. That's your fault.
I mean, that's like just the risk that you take.
I know. And they say at the top, like, you're skating at your own risk. But I think that the liability to have something like that. I know. It's a bummer, man.
It totally is a bummer because it used to be what? $3.50. It was like $3.55 to get.
She's talking dollars.
Yeah. $3.55 to get in, like 45 cents to rent your skates.
God, that's cheap.
I know. So it was like you'd go with $7 because then you could get like a soda.
Ugh, and all the candy.
Like a licorice rope. Yeah. And then maybe have a little leftover for the magic claw machine.
Yeah. My mom would say, hey, I'm going to give you this, you know, Terry, I'm going to give you this $5, but just know, like, you don't need to go crazy on sugar. Why would I? I mean, this attention deficit disorder fun bag, not go crazy on sugar.
Yeah.
Literally, like the second she dropped me off, it was like I was looking for a dealer.
Yeah.
I was like, no problem, Mom. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. She'd get in the car and I'd be like,
yeah, but she picks you up and you're calm, right?
Yeah.
It's got opposite.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, you've been doing
I can tell.
Lots of fun dips because you're reading a book.
Look how focused you are.
Like, let's get out of here, Terry, and talk about our feelings. Let's go.
Well, the place that we went to, so now it's like, you know,
Moonlight.
15, 20
bucks. What's it called? Yeah. Moonlight Shadow or Moonlight Roll?
Rollerway.
Yeah, Moonlight Rollerway. Okay. Great name, by the way.
When I first moved to LA, there was a place that was my personal heaven. It was like on Venice Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, that one.
La Brea or Crunch, I can't remember.
I've ever been to that one over there.
Oh my God. Okay. So my good friend Jeff was like, hey, there's this roller rink that has disco night the last Saturday. And I was like, I'm there. I'm like, I cannot wait for this to happen. So everybody would dress up.
Yeah.
I found my skates. We go. But this is not just a roller rink, you guys. It is the basement of a bowling alley. And the bowling,
so you could bowl and skate?
Yes. You could go up, get drinks from the karaoke lounge that was up by the bowling alley.
This is your personal heaven. It you is could my karaoke, you could bowl, you could skate, and there's booze. This is the greatest comedy.
It was kind of what I think heaven looks like for me.
Wait a minute. Like, I was just thinking about that. I don't think they have alcohol moonlight rule.
They don't. That's what I was going to say. You get a pregame. More, you know, they're trying to cover rules. Their bases and make sure that
does feel like, it feels like if you served alcohol, single dad would have a good two laps around the rink with a lot of confidence and then would hit one too many, and that's when he breaks his leg.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it does
lower
like
those ticket prices if you make, you know, I mean, just sell keg beer. We've seen what it does for, like, Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Ugh.
Making money hand over fist in there with all those single dads.
Yeah, I feel like if you're not skating, you should absolutely be able to get a cocktail.
That's, yeah.
My husband just goes and watches the kids. And by watches the kids, I mean looks at his phone.
Yeah. I don't want my husband on roller skates because we went ice skating one time.
And he cracked his...
I can see it in my head. But also, I was so pissed off. Okay, so he slips. We're ice skating. We're in Vermont. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lovely, memorable thing. But I was seeing our lives crumple in front of us because he tries to shoot the duck. So he is close to the ground. His skates slip out. First, he falls to his butt, then to his back, hits his head. And then his head like bounces and he hits it again. And I'm like, in all of those different degrees of falling, you couldn't protect your head once. And then
just like you fell wrong.
I was so pissed off because I was like, you are going to ruin our lives with this brain injury. He sat up. I was like, are you okay? He goes, I can taste spinal fluid. It's in my mouth. There's a weird taste in the back of my mouth. So I'm like freaking out going like, give me sperm right now because we didn't have kids yet or anything. I'm like, Let's go back and lay there. You just lay there before you die because it was like the scariest moment of my life. Where
I need to extract sperm
before you completely go into a vegetative state. Like, I was so worried.
Please
about this
sign
man.
These forms really quick that it's okay that I go in and extract your
I
sperm
was so
while you're in a coma.
Worried.
I'm not insensitive. I'm just thinking about our future.
But I, you know, you get so like scared, you get pissed.
Oh, that's the only reaction I have.
I saw his head hit.
Yeah, that's
and then
gnarly.
I was pissed before it hit the second time because I was like, he could have prevented that. And I'm like, the second time? You had ample opportunity. It was like he's trying to do it or something. So he's not allowed to roller skate. I don't want him anywhere on wheels. I don't want him in a roller skating shop. Who knows?
Yeah, I sort of feel the same way about Colin also because we went to Hawaii and when we went that, you know, the paddleboard thing, I'm not bragging. I'm not saying, maybe I'm bragging a little bit. I can like stand up on a paddleboard, no issue. My son could basically do backflips on a paddleboard, no issue. Eleanor, no issue. Colin could not get this sucker. I mean, he's bigger, but watching him, he has like zero core strength. So
I
worry.
He's like top heavy. He's got like big arms and chest.
You mean
and stuff.
A little puffy? A little. Listen, one. This is the truth, and I know you would have laughed too. I wasn't being insensitive.
Hey, Kristen, I only say this because I saw him run down the beach in a Speedo to harass everybody.
And he wouldn't stop
he's
running.
He's got this tiny butt, and then he just, he's like a
Mr. triangle.
Incredibles. Yeah. he's like the dad on the Incredibles. There's no way you can get
That's
him on a balance
entirely
beam.
Entirely generous. So Colin, who I love, my husband, has definitely battled his weight from time to time. And at one point, we took the kids when they were very little to a bowling alley, and Colin was coming into camp a little thick and definitely top heavy. And the thing about him is he's Irish, so he's just so round. He's got that on it. You know, he's just like, it's like more circles. And so Eleanor, for some reason, we were trying to find stuff to do. When your kids are like 4 and 2, there's not shit to, it's so hard to find things to do. So we were like, let's go to the local bowling alley. They'll put the bumpers up for the kids. It'll be fun. It's not great with the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old. My husband's trying to bowl.
Like,
I don't like bowling.
Wait 5 minutes for it to get down
the
lane.
Oh, my God, they're
like
fighting.
Barely pushing it. Yeah.
At one point, we are paying attention to Finn because he's being naughty, and we forget Eleanor. And Eleanor decides that she wants to walk down the lane and see how it all works. And those lanes are covered in like dust that makes it slippery. So my husband sees.
I believe they're oiled or waxed
they're
or something.
Literally like, whoop. So yeah. Eleanor is like toddling down. Somehow she has enough core strength that she's fine. And Colin goes running after her. And he like, it was like a cartoon. I've never seen anything like it. Like imagine his body's a sea.
Yeah.
And his legs are like, and they just
Scooby
go
dude.
Up.
Yeah.
And he starts to rock like a rocking chair.
Oh, no.
And he's going,
yeah, I can picture
that. He hit so hard.
Yeah.
But it's not a hard landing. It's like, again, he's round, so it's like a ball hitting.
Well, it's also a little bit of wood is easier to hit than.
So it's all like, I think in my head, I was like, Kristen, you should find out if he's okay, but you can't because. You've peed your pants laughing because it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. And Eleanor is literally like toddling her way back. Like he didn't even really save her.
Excuse me, daddy.
Yeah. Management comes down and they're like, sir, you're not allowed on the land.
Really? Why? Because why would you not let people on these?
I've never laughed harder. I've never been more grateful that he had a little, he was a little poundy. Yeah. Especially on his back, because that's where he hit first, and it was just like roly, 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 roly.
I think it's safe to say, like, women have a little bit better balance because of their like pelvis. The core of their gravity.
We squat. We like, you know, it's part of like mothering. So I do feel like roller skating is like one of those places where girls are a little bit better than the boys, and it feels like that's a fun space.
Yeah,
you know, boys are a little bit awkward and. They want to be around the girls, so they'll get out there and do it. God bless them.
Yeah.
Finn was so oh my God. He's like on the skates and he's like going back and forth and he can't quite figure out what to do with his feet. And then there's like girls wearing crop tops and like super booty shorts that say like juicy, you know, like because those are coming back. And Finn's like, oh, he's exactly the age that should be at a roller skating rink. So he's
God
trying
bless
to look
him,
cool.
though. He had pink shorts and an I Love Kobe Bryant shirt on, I think.
Yeah. Like, nothing matched. It was so, I was like, Finn. We can do better than this. Like, what are you wearing? It was fine.
Just update, just so you know that I'm being consistent with my daughters. I did from school this week have somebody go, are you still letting Delilah pick out her clothes?
Oh, my God.
It's like, yeah, I am. I'm not. That's not the hill I'm going to die on, you guys.
We have uniforms. I figure anything and everything they wear in their off time, that's their fault. Well, as long as it's clean, I don't care.
So the skates
they're out of Australia. They were so supportive. It was very cool.
The skates that Impala sent Delilah were the cutest. Like she freaked out. They're white with like
powder blue wheels
and powder blue laces. So I told her we were going to go on Saturday, and she had her jeans that have little flowers on them, and then
she had her outfit.
Blue and white, like powder blue and white shirt that has like the puffy shoulders on it. And she, like Saturday morning, I wake up and she's got it on, like, when are we going?
When are we going?
And I was like, I'm like, because Eleanor was sick. So we ended up doing it on Sunday. And she's like, this the outfit that I'm going to wear. It matches my roller skates. I'm really excited to wear this outfit. But you know what she kept doing? It had those puffy sleeves. Kept pulling it down to show the shoulders. I was like, you are not going to wear that shirt.
It was funny because when I came by, she would like, as every kid does, when your parents come by, you're your most vulnerable and mad and upset.
Yeah.
But when there's another parent that's by, you're your best self. You're like, I'm going to toughen up. I'm going to do my... So I would skate with her and she would try really hard. She'd be like, yeah, this is scary. And I'm like, it is. It's fair. Like, I'm holding your hand. You're okay. We're going to just... get our body used to it and whatever. And then she got on the skate mate with Jen and she was like,
hated it.
Because that's just part of it. That's how
it's
operate.
It's her personality too, which is like she didn't walk until she was 17 months. And I brought her to the doctor and I was like, it feels like she should be walking because she could stand. And they were like, she's totally fine. She's just doesn't want to do it wrong. So she's going to wait till she feels confident. And then which is exactly what happened. It was like the next week she heard the doctor say that or something. And
then
just
she
starts.
Walked.
And that's always been her personality. I've always been, that's how she approaches math. That's how she does everything.
Yeah.
She's like very apprehensive about it until she feels like she can do it. So, but Dash, that guy, he has no fear of anything. It's like the zip lining thing. He's just like, hook me up and send me out 100 feet over the tree line. And Delilah's not that way. So, of course, that's how he approached roller skating. And she's, I know next time she does it,
she'll be so much better off. Every time you go, you get better. And then it's so fun. All you have to be is kind of good and you enjoy it. Yeah. There is a real shitty learning curve, but once you pass that, which happens pretty fast. So that's what I say to parents. I just think it's fun thing for moms to do that you actually get to enjoy it a little bit yourself. Because there's times that like the kids are sitting and having an icy and I'm like, I'm going to go do a couple loops. And it feels, I'm out there and I'm like, this feels fucking awesome. And my head is like, I can't think of too much. I can't think of what I need to do or what I haven't done or how much, you know, I just am very present and it's so fun.
The time went by. I was like, man, my feet hurt. And I was like, oh, we've been here for 2 hours.
Yeah. Also that's like weird pelvic muscles. You're like, I haven't used this. I think I'm going to have a tighter piece dream.
All these like tiny little muscles in your feet and stuff that you don't normally use. But I will say to moms, if you want to like bring your kids to roller skate and drop them off, much safer it felt like than when we were growing up.
Because
I felt like that's where you learned to like smoke and French kiss.
Yeah.
It was like,
I was hoping for both of those things. None of that panned out.
There's no like 24-year-olds hanging out there like when we were younger.
Yeah.
It was like,
there was always like that off kilter guy at the skate.
Pants are too tight.
Yeah. You're like, are you going to maybe try to be my boyfriend?
Do you work here, sir? No, I'm just here all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he became a staple and you're like, hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Snow day.
No, actually, yeah, that guy probably is the guy who's wearing the ref shirts out on the
floor now. The refs are so, like, over everybody, and it makes me so happy.
I know.
And when someone gets really injured, they are completely desensitized to it, and they just blow the whistle, and they just stand there over the person as they writhe in pain.
Yeah.
There's no sense of urgency.
I got a talking to, because I was wearing this, I have this crossbody bag that Kristen got me for my birthday, but you can make it a fanny pack. So I just I was in such a hurry to like get the kid, like I said, barely got my skates on and I had it like cross body, which wasn't what I was intending to do with it. But she came up to me, she's like, can't wear that bag across your body.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
You can only do a fanny pack and it must be around your waistline. And I was like, oh, okay. But then she was also like, she was our age. Like she was super sweet about
stuff. We got in trouble because my son brought I don't think I've ever seen Jen laugh harder. My son brought his own snacks. He made a fruit bowl for himself. Like, he's 80.
We got to back up. Okay. Because Kristen was like, she goes, you're not allowed to have it here. It is in the locker. Okay.
And he kept going, can I get my fruit? What did he
bring? She goes, he made a fruit tray. I don't know. I don't know why he did, but he wants to have it now. And you're not supposed to bring an outside food or drink.
You have to pay 50 cents to get into your locker every time you get into it. And I only had 4 quarters.
And sure enough, by the end of it, he's in there. He's got the fruit tray and it's lovely.
It's so, he's got everything, it is so aesthetic. It is not messy. There's 2 lines of strawberries, 2 lines of bananas, some berries.
Kiwi.
He's got like a napkin. He's putting it in. He's like got it and sealed in Tupperware. Does not offer it to anybody but himself. He's snacking on it like it's an hors d'oeuvre.
Nothing would surprise me with him, honestly.
No, and then
nothing
the woman comes up and goes, you can't have outside food. And I told him that, and I knew he was going to get in trouble. And he goes, understood. And I thought it sounded a tad bit smug. So then I got mad and I was like, you broke the rule. So you're in trouble. So you put it away and you say, sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry. And you put it away.
Yeah.
And then, but I felt bad. So in a minute I was like, he's got some dietary stuff. Full fucking lie. But I just panicked. And then he goes, I don't have any dietary stuff. And I was like,
wait for her to walk away before you undercut my man.
He's like, mom, you just fully lied. And I was like, and you brought in freaking contraband. Okay. Yep. It's Skate Island. You eat shitty pizza. You don't have a goddamn fruit tray.
Sorry, Mr. Health.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not here. Not at the roller rink. You
Eleanor's
don't.
Eleanor's like, God, what an asshole. Like, I just want to have the nachos. And Finn's like, let me just get a little toothpick, something
hilarious.
Or other.
And also they do not play because she was like full-time job with everybody because they were like, you cannot be on the rink if you have shoes on.
Yeah, they were not messing around. They were a guy in the purple sweatshirt. Get
literally,
your ass off the
she
rink.
Was like, I will stop skating if you walk out there one more time. I was like, what, man?
I know.
I guess I'm too much of a rule follower.
Well,
like,
I guess
you don't have to tell me
twice. If I would have seen that guy without skates on, I would have been like,
Kristen's like, I just always have a whistle.
Yeah,
off out of here, buddy.
Just in case.
Yeah, she said you can't carry kids. Off here. Get up. Let's adjust that bag too while we're at it, okay? That's yeah, not your waistline.
I feel weird that I brought you and you're breaking the rules. I was pretty clear in my specific rules that I sent you, and then my son is the biggest rule breaker.
Yeah.
By bringing a fruit tray, at least it went,
I mean, that is the best rule you could break, though.
It was dumb how, and here's the thing, he really thought it out, and it was so perfectly put together with zero intention of sharing it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was, because I
was
like, I was like, that's a really lovely fruit tray. And he was like, turned his body away.
I'm not doing great. Like, I'm doing half great.
No.
Doing half great.
Bring in a fruit tray of your own volition that you prepare, and you have to break a law to get it into a place. I think you're doing great.
I was like, it's a skating rink, man. This is like, that's sacrilegious. This is... like, save your fruit, man.
I know. What are you going to do next, Finn? You're going to, like, set up a fondue situation at a movie theater? Like, yeah. I brought my own fondue pot.
I thought maybe we'd all have a green drink before we went into this party. I feel like we should, do the right thing. Let's think about our choices. Does anybody want to do a little stretching, perhaps? Yeah. Just, keep things... I know that if you guys make bad choices, it's going to hurt your brain later in the...
That's good. All right, I'm gonna do a mom box.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like we have all been here.
Yep.
At this situation, and
I'm starving. By the way, is anybody else hungry?
I have a burrito for you.
Oh,
from last
I'll
night
share
that
it.
I forgot to give it to you. Okay. So it. I shared this meme, and I feel like we know this situation.
What was the meme?
No one makes more observation than a child sharing a stall with his mother inside a public restroom.
Oh my God.
If you think back to this time in your life, or if you're currently in there, I want you to know all you hear from that stall is, don't touch that!
Yeah.
Why are you don't touch the seat? Don't hold on to me. Yeah. Don't hold on to the
seat.
But then
the kid is also audibling, like, what's that?
Why is there trash can?
Why
here?
Is there blood?
Yes.
What is that? You have so much poop. Oh, it smells bad.
And you know it when you're in there by yourself and you feel for the woman. When you want to be like, you want to send
them
out.
They're like, don't look underneath. Don't get your hands off that.
So Sophia G sent us this message. She said, oh my God. I took my two-year-old into a public restroom once and was changing my tampon. See? He asked very loudly what I was putting up my bum.
Yeah.
I thought I needed to correct him so people didn't think I was in there putting things up my bum. So I said, no, it's going in my vagina to correct him so people didn't think I was putting
a tampon in your butt.
He then yelled vagina at the top of his lungs over and over until I ran out with him. And that is... that's just a Tuesday at Target for a mom. And I just want you to know we feel for you.
How many times have you been at the grocery store and you have the kid in the, you have two kids, one that's like running off and you're always looking at them and the other one's getting in your purse and they always unwrap your tampons and they're woo. And you,
1,000%.
Mine were like double wide. So I was just like, Jesus Christ. It's like, it's a,
taking them out, handing them to people who walk by. Like it's not. There's no dignity.
They never pull something out that's like paper. It's always the thing you're most embarrassed about.
Yeah. No, take note. Next time you're at an airport and you go into the ladies' room, you're going to hear a two-year-old boy asking
where do
babies come out of?
Why
Which
does that
one?
Go in your butt?
Yeah.
What is that?
Why do you have to do that? Well, Mom, you're stinky.
Yeah. Why did you smell my... I think you tooted.
Yeah.
Well, here's to you guys.
Yeah.
We're all doing our best. It doesn't get any better.
No, it doesn't.
There you go.
I think we podcasted.
Did we podcast? Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat a burrito.
Pioneer.